Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new shape-ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so glad you guys tuned in to the Amber May Show. Joining me again is Pastor Joseph Valenzuela. He is the youth pastor at New Life Community Church of Scottsdale. And I'm so happy that he's come on to the program today because we're talking about technology and how can parents deal with technology with their young adults, their teenagers. And welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be back.
You know, yesterday, and if anyone has missed the show, go ahead and hop on my website, AmberMayShow.com. It's right there under my podcast page, and you can get filled in on what we talked about yesterday. But just picking up from where we left off, we were talking about filtering, and I love that point that you made because I get the sense that kids feel safe posting whatever is on their mind. It's kind of like they're looking at Facebook as almost like a daily or minute-by-minute journal, diary, if you will. And not saying that your kids are necessarily the devil and are these crazy kids behind your back, but you know what? Let's face it. We've all been children. We've all done things our parents didn't appreciate. And one of the ways you can make sure your children are doing what you've asked them to do or make sure they're doing the things that you would like them to do is to make sure you monitor their Facebook. Would you agree or disagree, or what do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I know youth kids would probably hate me, but I'm a firm believer that parents, like anything else, you should have your kids' passwords to their Facebook, to their emails, to anything that requires a password. Not that you have to spy on them or dig into the private life, because kids need that. They need to be able to feel that they are trusted.
Right.
But when you're starting to see different behaviors, when that, you know, the spidey sense of a parent goes off, that, you know, that is God-given.
Spidey sense.
You know, it's great to be able to say, okay, wait a minute. There's something going on in my kid's life, and I need to check into it. And there's times where that is very appropriate. But we have to do this because one of the things that, even though that like on Facebook and these social networking sites is good, where, you know, like you said, it's kind of providing kids and teens a way to document their lives, and they're really into it, and it does help them deal with emotion and get things out. But at the same time, there's an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed, and, you know, I personally call it, you know, the internet shadow sin. And what I mean by that is everybody's an extrovert on the internet. You know, you may be an introvert in regular society, and you may be an extrovert in regular society, but on the internet, everyone is an extrovert.
There's a feeling of safety, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely. That they're sin without consequences, even if they don't call it sin, where people will actually either text people things or post things on Facebook they would never actually say to someone's face or in a mixed group. I remember that, you know, one of my youth events a while back, and it was a few years ago, but I come home and I'm like, oh, this was a great youth event. Everybody was getting along. We had a lot of fun. I really felt the spirit move. And one of the girls who was really a really spiritually strong, she goes, Pastor Joe, everybody was fighting. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, I go, they were looking at me, they were smiling at her. She goes, yeah, but you should have seen the fight that was going on in the text. Person A was mad at person B because person C said something, and, you know, teenage drama. But it was all going over text. So they were looking at me in the face and texting what they really felt. And when she kind of showed me a few of these texts, I'm like, wow. I mean, it was cussing. It was like slamming. It was like tearing apart. Dissension galore. And coming to find out, when I really kind of studied it and really looked at it, kids feel comfortable saying things on the internet, saying things on texting that they would never actually say to another person's face. And, you know, to point out pointedly, sin, which has brought up all sorts of problems, everything from, you know, cyberbullying to, you know, taking a situation and making it worse, which then causes a fight at school, or, you know, even worse yet, a sexting.
That's, I heard, is getting really huge, especially amongst youth groups around the nation. Even, I'm talking about even in the Christian churches. And you know what? As a female, the best thing you can do for parents is really drive home why you shouldn't do it. For one, it's humiliating because you as a guy probably could tell us that the guy's probably going to pass out that picture to a bunch of people, right? Wouldn't you think so?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, now with the age of photography, you know, I've you know, on your picture phones, it's easy to take a picture and then send it across the line.
And you know what would be worse is now on cell phones, they could post stuff like that on Facebook. I mean, this sexting has become a big epidemic.
Well, and again, it goes to, because, you know, I had an incident where this happened, and I was talking to the young lady. I was like, do you realize what you have done? And she goes, well, it was only to him. It doesn't really matter. I'm like,
oh, no.
No, no, no. It goes to a major server. Then it gets sent to that person, and there's people who monitor that. You know, so she was like, so it's possible other people saw this? I'm like, yes. Which then caused a lot of embarrassment to her. And in a lot of cases, kids do not understand that the digital world is not necessarily safe. It's not like that diary under your bed or, you know, that, you know, the box in the closet. Once it's digital and out there, really anyone could grab onto it. And, you know, not just to...
Especially with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
There's so many Bluetooth hackers out there. Some... probably sick. I was hoping to score some pictures or something. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. And the
people are saying, like, what's Bluetooth?
yeah, I know. And the bigger problem, though, is not just, someone may get this. The bigger problem is that, again, if they claim the name of Christ and they say, I follow Christ, then we have to live like Christ. And these are behaviors, thoughts, and practices that are not God-honoring. And that's really the biggest problem, is that there's a separation between, well, if I'm not doing it in the real world, then I'm following God. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to do, but somehow cyberspace, whether it's texting or, you know, internet, it's okay to do it there. And there's really no connection. So as long as I don't do it for reals, I can do it here. And, you know, we got to remember, God says, you know, if you look at a woman lustfully with your eyes, it's as if you committed adultery in your heart.
That's right.
And that goes both ways for males and female.
Right.
And so, you know, technology, as good as it is, as awesome as it is, and as much as I enjoy technology, it can be used for the glory of God, or sin can corrupt it and pervert it, which is what we're kind of seeing, you know, in a lot of cases. And parents, I got to say this again, you have to be involved in every aspect of your kid's life, because they need your wisdom. They need God's wisdom to be able to filter all this.
How can parents share God's wisdom and technology?
Parents should have a really open and honest discussion. I mean, parents, you need to get up on what is sexting and have these conversations. You know, when you have these, you know, the birds and the bees conversation, this needs to be part of it. Internet pornography, you know, how to stay away from it, you know, the sexting, the whole nine yards. You need to have some honest conversations about this and how this can actually affect your marriage down the road, just as you would any other part of the good old-fashioned birds and the bees talk.
Mm-hmm.
Another is, again, monitor technology. Parents, you know, this is just, you know, advice, but you should have times where your kids do not have their cell phones. They should not be able to take it with them to bed. Kids are normal, healthy beings, and if they can be up all night talking to their friends, they're going to.
Joe, remember when there actually used to be landlines in homes?
Yep.
Okay, my parents had a rule that nobody can call past 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So that sounds like a really good advice to parents, to set a rule like, okay, cell phones, I must have them by 9, I must have them by 8, or whatever.
Absolutely. I know many parents who have done that, and even though the kids hate it with a passion.
Of course.
And they'll take every second. I mean, they're watching the clock. And
oh, yeah.
I got 2 seconds, please send me the text. And then boom, 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 and then they set it down, you know. You know, parents, I encourage you, you know, find a time and say, look, you know, you need your sleep, you need your rest. You know, and that's another thing that technology has taken away, is this biblical aspect of rest. And so you take the cell phone away, the kid has nothing, no other stimuli, will go to sleep. So, you know, parents, just be vigilant. I mean, everybody's home's different. Someone may say 8, someone may say 9, you know, someone may say 10. That's up to the parent. But I would encourage parents, pick a time where there's no more calling on the cell phone. There's no more texting. There's no more playing video games. There's no more television watching. Just like you monitor food, just like you monitor friends, got to monitor the technology.
Joining me today is Pastor Joseph Valenzuela, and he is really bringing to light some great advice to parents dealing with teenagers and technology that's hitting us by storm. I mean, I can't believe that cell phones can do everything that they can do nowadays. I never would have thought 5-10 years ago that social network would be the thing that everyone looks to. You know, it's just this whole thing, blogging. 5 years ago you would ask me to blog, I'd have been like, what's that? Blogging is just what people do on Facebook, but on a smaller level, because some people probably ask me what's blogging. These are really good advice for people, because I'm glad you came on the program today to talk about this.
But could I say one last thing? I want to end on a positive note.
Absolutely.
About this. I don't want to see fear and gloom and then, you know, have in the streets, you know, big old burn piles of technology going on. You know, parents, you know, if, you know, teach your kids how to use technology for the glory of God. I mean, the great commandment is love God with all your heart and soul and your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Technology is great to get that word out. The Great Commission says, go into all the world, preach the gospel in your going. You know, that's, you know, right now in our going is with our technology.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage your kids. If they're bold enough to share the gospel, I am their friend, and say, hey, can I talk to you about God's word? You know, carry on an I am conversation about God's word. You know, sharing the gospel here, posting encouraging verses. I'm not saying that, you know, you have to go to someone's site and it's, you know, has nothing but angels and cherubims running everywhere. But yeah, it's like, oh, you know, whatever. But, you know, parents, encourage your kids. Hey, you got that technology? Talk to your friend about Christ. Use the text.
And here you go with technology. I love my phone because now I have my daily devotions on my phone. So I don't have an excuse. On my lunch break, I can have my devotion. You know, I don't have an excuse anymore. If I'm waiting in the doctor's office, I could do my devotion. If I'm waiting at a bus stop, I can do... If I'm waiting in a bank, whatever the case is, you can have your devotion. There's no reason why now us shouldn't have our daily devotion.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, applications are amazing. I've been telling my kids, hey, you can have your Bible with you at all times. Audiobooks, right now, there's some awesome audiobooks that you can even... for kids with iPods. Put it on there. I think Inspired By is one of the best ones I've ever seen. It actually has some Hollywood actors who do the voices over, like Denzel Washington and Cuba Gooding Jr. It really cool stuff. Even Samuel L. Jackson, you know, voice of God, Samuel L. Jackson. Awesome.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
And they read the Bible and they almost act it out. It's almost like hearing like a radio program screenplay. So technology we can use for the glory of God if we are vigilant and know how and be creative on how to use it.
And you know, this is one thing I do. I use technology for my radio program. I have my website. I have my podcast that has gone all over the world. There's not one place in this world that my voice is not touched. And so that's amazing, because when I get to heaven, I'm going to see how my radio programs have influenced people. So technology is amazing in spreading the word of God. And there's no wall at that point, because they're listening to something. I'm not in front of their face. I'm not yelling at them. It's something they can just listen to and figure out for themselves, you know, hey, this is what I want, or no, it's not what I want. So I'm glad you came on, because there's a lot of great things that we can do with technology. Any final words that you'd like to share?
You know, teens, you know, be the salt of the earth that God has called you to be. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you know, use your technology, use your creativity to really make a name for our Lord and Savior. I know you can do it. I have full faith in this generation. That's why I am so passionate about it. But parents, we need your wisdom to help guide them. So don't fear technology, but help them through it. And trust me, if God can get you through some hard times, he can get you through understanding, you know, an iPad.
So will you come join us again on another show sometime?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
This is a lot of fun.
I'm glad. Well, this was Pastor Joseph Valenzuela talking to us about how parents and children can meet together and learn technology in the biblical sense. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.